This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear. But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Only in theaters June 14. Get tickets now.
Bubba.com under the sponsor.
Remember now, your destiny will always benefit others, glorify God, and impact His kingdom. If it's not doing that, it's not a destiny. It's a job or it's something else. You may be crying today, but don't think that's how it's going to be when you wake up tomorrow. Not when God has jumped into the situation. Because your shepherd knows how in the midst of a bad situation to take care of his own. And somebody here can testify how when things didn't look good, God showed up and made a way out of no way, even when you were in an adversarial situation. Somebody ought to be ready to talk to God. Somebody ought to be ready to find out what God has to say and throw it back up in His face. Because a lot of the stuff you're asking for has already been pre-approved. It's just that in the spiritual realm, there is the attempt to block it. But if you will persevere and specifically throw it back in God's face, He'll send the help needed to break it through so that you see it revealed in the physical realm. God can wipe tears away. He can turn pain into pleasure. He can turn sadness into joy. You got a train to catch, but you got a destiny to reach. And you're not going to waste any more time not living out your destiny. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the scripture says he will raise up a standard against them. When God sees that you're falling and you're not going to make it, He swoops down out of nowhere and catches you by His grace and lifts you out of that situation. It's called divine intervention. What He's trying to say is if the Lord is your shepherd, He got you and you are covered.
You're listening to the Rick and Bubba Show.
Welcome in. 8 minutes past the hour. It's the Rick and Bubba Show's kickoff hour. We're live.
Falling too fast to prepare for this.
Busy week on tap. We'll get you in, get you settled, and bring all the news of the day to you. Plus, look behind the scenes, what's going on with the staff, how are the weekends. A lot to discuss, so don't go anywhere. We got the crew. Good Time Gang is in the house. I am Speedy. Alongside Greg Burgess, Michael Helms, Eddie Van Adler, we bring you the kickoff hour. Rick and Bubba join us in 1 hour from now. Let's bring him in. Sitting over to the right, there he is. His headphones kind of weird looking on his head, but oh, there he is. Now he's settled in. It's Greg Burgess, and Zip Up is ready. There's Helmsy. And I hadn't seen Adler, just wait. There he is. There's Eddie Van Adler. He's in there. There he is. He's there. What's up, boys? How are y'all? Y'all good?
Hey. Good.
Everybody good?
See you guys again. I got a question right out the gate.
Oh, right out the gate.
Dress shirts.
Yeah.
When you see a dress shirt, do you say button up or button down?
What do you mean?
When you call it, like, hey, nice button up, or do you say nice button down?
I go button up.
Button down is the collar button down. If it's not button down, that's
so that's where you go with the button down.
Button down collar is why I say, ooh, button down. But if it's not a button down collar,
button down. Button up. I don't know. I'm sitting going back and forth.
Nice shirt. Where'd you get that button down? That button up. Which one is it?
I always thought the button down referred to the collar.
I don't know that I've said that.
Did I make that up?
I don't know.
You've
probably said, hey, nice button up or button down. Yeah. You've heard people do it.
We got, I like when you mess up.
There was a group of men discussing this question last week.
I don't think I've ever used button up.
And it was about 50-50. No one brought the collar up.
In my mind, what determines a button-down shirt is with the collars have the buttons.
Right.
Well, I made this comment, and everybody then was like, well, I guess, because it was 50-50. It really was.
Yeah.
Because some said, I say button up, and other ones were saying, I say button down. And I said, I guess it depends on where you start.
Yeah. Well, they're Adler showing.
I go from the top down.
Well, then you call it a button down. You see what I'm saying? That's kind of where we landed.
You go from the bottom up and you skip one.
Yeah.
Easy to mess it up. I let her drop, and then I go.
Back to your point. And I still mess it up. What Adler just showed, a button up would be the collar's done. It's all about the collar, like what you're talking about.
Button down is what I always call it. Button down.
So there it is. So a button up. You don't have to worry about the collar. No button on the collars.
Right.
Okay.
And then button down.
I didn't know that was called a button up, but I've always called the collars button down. But so the one, how about that?
I was
right about the collar, but I didn't know.
I know when it comes to stuff, I'll use golf shirt a lot with the boys to pull a, you know, hey, it's kind of dressy, whatever. It's not, no golf shirts or whatever. And they know it's something like we wear all the time, like this. Short sleeve.
See, no one even brought up during this discussion that it had anything to do with the collar. Well, so, Greg, you're right.
Look what we learned.
We
just,
I thought I just made that up.
Problem solving's all we're good.
Good night, alive.
So it's referring to collars.
That's it.
It's not how you button it.
Right.
Mm, look at you shifting around a little bit. Take a sip, big guy.
All right, we can go home. See y'all next week.
That's it. A lot happening today. The Republican National Convention starts tonight.
Yes.
That'll be interesting. Trump has claimed it'll be a little bit different than what the DNC looked like. We've got these two systems in the Gulf. So we got Marco. That turned it to a hurricane for a brief period of time. Now back to a tropical storm. And then Laura, she's coming right behind Marco and should get
Marco
hurricane strength
get there
here
today,
soon.
Right?
Yeah, tonight. Yeah, it should make landfall in Louisiana tonight. And so we'll probably check with Span and get the latest on that and see what's going on. But the Gulf Coast, pretty active. Yeah, and like you're saying, Louisiana's like, wow, thanks.
Yeah, well, I was going to say the projections were off, weren't they?
Well, I mean, now he did say, Span did
and
on
I'm not
Friday.
Necessarily talking about
he
his.
Said,
I'm
he
talking
said
about
there's
the,
a 200-something mile model there that you could go left or right. So, I mean, I think it was close, but I think it went a little more west than they think or thought.
Yeah.
We'll see though. We'll get it broken down by Span today when he can break it down for us and let us see what's going on. But right now they say that Marco should hit tonight, and then Laura is expected to reach hurricane status before it hits. I think they're saying Wednesday. I think they think when it might hit. So we'll see. I don't know. We'll see how that goes, and we'll talk to Span a little bit. So Friday night football, Saturday night football, a lot of high school football is going on. The NFL is getting ready. Did you see all the false positives they had? 77 false positives with the company they use. 77. That'd be 7-7 together. 77.
Wow. Okay.
They apparently have 77 false positives of COVID-19 from the test lab that they use, and it affected 11 teams. And now they're supposed to re-examine everything because it shut down practice for half a day and they were, you know, moving things around. What do we do? But it's a new Jersey lab called BioReference, and they're investigating why 77 tests are being looked at as false positives. Among the teams reporting false positive, the Vikings said they had 12.
Oh,
the Jets said they had 10. Chicago Bears had 9. The Jets had to cancel their Saturday night walkthrough practice. And the Detroit Lions even had a player with a false positive that came back from this lab.
You get a positive and then you go test again. It said negative?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, the Steelers even said they had 6 false positives. And those players will be back at practice Monday. So,
I guess you get more than one negative before they go, hey, that was a false positive.
Yeah, I'm asymptomatic. I'm not sick. I don't feel anything. What's going on? Oh, I've tested positive. What the heck? And then I go again, test again, and I'm negative.
And then probably again.
Yeah.
I'm sure you got it.
Like, well, why did I? Why was there? There was a positive there, but why did it show up? Because it's been false ever since then, and I don't have any symptoms. So we'll see how that plays out.
You know, Thursday was the first day back from school with the kids.
Yeah.
And they're doing the thing where they go 2 days a week, and then the following week go 3 days a week. So they'll go today, Wednesday, and
it's
Friday.
Very confusing, sure.
So they go Thursday, the first day, okay? Later on that evening, we get a letter from the school.
Day one.
Okay. Dear parent, your child is in a class that recently had a student test positive for COVID-19. To our knowledge, your student was not in close contact, which is defined the 6 feet, 15 yeah. minutes or longer, blah, blah, blah. And it's this long email that we're thinking, I mean, you can't even go for one day. Well, then.
But does that just mean somebody in the school may have had it and we don't know if you.
I don't know. It said class. They can't give you the names of the person. Say, that's my first question. Well, who was it?
Yeah.
They can't.
Yeah.
And I get why
you
they
need
don't.
More info.
Yeah. And so we were like, do we even say anything to Caroline? Do you know? Well, then probably, you know, then your mind starts just playing games with yourself. Then Maddie and Caroline on Saturday start getting scratchy throats and nasal issues and all that. And I'm sitting here thinking, well, gosh, we got COVID in the house. Mm-hmm. And I know, look, we can't just put, it's probably a cold, it's sniffles, it's allergies, all these things we deal with every single day, any season, that's the Helms is going to deal with something like this. And so then, of course, yesterday, I start having scratchy throat, can't smell, and I start thinking, I've got COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be dog, I've got COVID. This is the first time that I've had that thought, by the way.
I've had it 10 times.
I stuck my nose into a jar of melatonin gummies to see if I could smell them because I was that concerned about it. Because
it
I can't smell. I can't smell. Yeah. My smell's gone.
Oh, my gosh.
Then I started asking questions like, do you have to lose both smell and taste at the same time, or can it be just one that you lose? Like, I don't know enough about this, dadgummit. I could smell the gummies.
There you go.
It was a good sign, I guess.
That happened
to
Terry.
You eat a sandwich and go, man, this tastes good.
But last week that happened to Terry for about a half a day, and it was her sinuses.
Yeah, if you're –
because there's other things going on besides COVID. There's allergies and everything else. But at first, like you're saying, you freak out.
Started to text the team at one point last night and say, guys, I've got this letter from the school. I think everybody's got COVID.
Oh, what do I do? I can't smell.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Say this, but I don't think we got the tools here to pull this off.
You're right, Greg, we don't. I'm going to know why we're on the air. 23 minutes past the hour. As we roll on back, it is the kickoff hour. Rick and Bubba will join us after top of the hour. Eddie Van Adler, he's got TV covered. He's here. I am Speedy alongside Greg Burgess and Michael Helms. You know, I told you guys that Terry had a little girl trip down to the beach for a couple of days.
Oh, yeah.
And she had a great time. You know, a group of girls that she's known for quite some time, and they were just able to go down and enjoy themselves down at Gulf Shores, Orange Beach area, and so they really enjoyed themselves. And I don't know what it's like, and we've talked about this before, but right before they get back, why as husbands do we panic and act like we're going to get in trouble if the house isn't clean?
Oh, yeah.
She told me, hey, I'm probably going to be back at this certain time. And I found myself running around like I was, you know, 15, afraid of my parents, you know, if they come in and
party.
See a messy room.
You had something. A party while they were out of town.
Yeah,
you had to get the house.
Forgot where you hid the beer.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. And it's like, what am I doing? And I was just so worried that she was going to come in and not approve of, well, why does
get
this look like
stain
this way?
Off carpet. Go ahead.
But I'm, you know, back to, but yeah. I felt
you
a little
vacuuming.
Bit. Yes, I'm vacuuming. I'm sweeping. I'm dusting. I'm
yeah.
I'm
probably
cleaning
looks
off.
Just like it did when she left. But
yeah.
In your mind,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, you know. Now look, guys are a little different.
You probably we'll had some underwear thrown on the floor.
We'll be a little bit messier than you know if she was home. I'll give you that. But I don't know why I panicked the way I did, and I kind of even talked to myself about like, what are you doing, man? And I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, I got to catch up on the laundry. I gotta make sure the house looks, you know, spotless. I gotta vacuum. To your point, I gotta sweep. I've gotta make sure things are looking right. And so when she comes in, she'll approve. You know, so it's like I don't know why, but I did, and I kind of
like,
started
look what
laughing
I did.
A little
look what
bit.
I did.
But it brought me back to those days. What you're talking about? Or like if my mom came up and it's like, I got to make sure my room's
you
clean.
You took trash out real quick.
Hell yeah.
Make sure there wasn't, oh, yeah.
Sure. Because that got a little stinky. I don't know
picked
what we bought.
Boxes up.
Yeah, we had to get that. And
the old dirty socks laying on stuffed under the couch.
Right. I was frantic.
Well, I'm glad.
Of course, she came in. She
approved.
Oh, yeah. She came in and she's like, well, my goodness, this house looks great.
Probably made her go, wait a minute.
And then I went.
What'd you do?
I was like, well, it wasn't hardly anybody here to mess it up. In my mind, I'm thinking, I'm worn out.
Yeah,
sure. You know? If she only knew.
I was dusting.
But I played it off like, well, I mean, you know, it was just me and the boys. There wasn't nobody here.
I always think about that.
Not much to do. Well, I'll tell you what, it smells good in here, too. Did you? No, I just, you know, I'm thinking mopping I'm just now getting my breath back. Mopping you know, where I've been
sweating a little bit.
Yeah. and then I sit down on the couch like, like I've just been hanging out.
I always think about that episode with Andy Griffith with Aunt Bee goes away, and she comes back and everything's fine, and she just feels like she's not needed anymore. So then they mess everything up.
Yeah.
Like, oh, don't come in here.
And she, I mean, she said it. If she said it once, she said it two or three times. Well, I tell you, this house, my goodness, this house is clean.
You overdid it.
She felt like Aunt Bee.
I think I did. I think I went over.
Now she's thinking he must have tore something up.
Well yeah. Something it's like she's investigating.
I haven't seen
yet. Yeah. She's
investigating something. Broke my favorite picture or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then last night, you're talking about can't have nothing. Last night, do you ever like hear a noise in the house that you don't normally hear and you just ignore it for a second?
Yeah,
and you
see if it does it again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I heard something last night and I'm like, well, that's different. And I was close to the kitchen. And then all of a sudden, I look over at the dishwasher, and water's just pouring out the bottom of it. I'm talking about just pouring onto the hardwood. And I'm like,
man, you've had a run here.
I'm telling you. And I'm like, what? And so Terry was kind of close by. And I'm like, honey, the dishwasher. And we look. Of course, the water is just, I mean, scorching hot.
It won't stop.
Okay. And so we open the door up and get the towels, push it up under there. And then we're like, okay, well, what's different here? That, you know, we haven't been in the house long. This looks to me like something's not sealed properly, like the door's not closed right, because this is weird. It was coming out the bottom of it. So we open it up and start trying to investigate it. We got manuals out. We're trying to figure out what in the heck's going on. And we close it, and we think, okay, we got it. Start it back up. Here comes the water again, just pouring out the bottom. Yeah, I'm talking about pouring out the bottom. I got fans sitting around in the kitchen trying to dry everything. She's all upset because the hardwood, now everything's wet up under there. Mm. Oh, my gosh, it's going to. And so we start getting the manual out and start taking some stuff out. I don't know what happened. So I'm like, okay, well, let's try it one more time. We closed the door, tried it one more time. It didn't leak. Went through a complete cycle, didn't leak again. I don't know. It's one of those things where you need closure
on
why.
Yeah, because it's going to do it again.
Yeah, why did it leak? Hmm. Why? And this
you still don't know?
No, the last time it ran a full cycle, cleaned the dishes, just had to stay up late, a little later than I wanted to because I wanted to make sure that it had completed before
I
just went to bed. I
would like to at least went, oh, there it is.
Yeah, I see. You know, and I don't know what happened.
So you just open, close it now.
Well, I mean, the last time we opened it up, we moved some things around, took some of the pieces apart in there, and just tried to make sure. All right, is there something clogging it up? Is it a draining issue? It can't drain out. I don't know. And so now I don't know what happened. And so every time we run the dishwasher again, now I'm gonna be worried that
is it
gonna do it again? I don't know.
Yeah, you're gonna stare at it.
And it was like there was like 30 minutes left or 25 minutes left in the cycle last night, and here I am, we're all wanting to go to bed. Yeah, I'm like, oh well. Well, now I got to wait and let it finish.
I don't know about yours, but my just regular cycle, it's nearly an hour.
Oh, it takes
a minute. Forever.
Yeah. But, you know, it's one of those things where I needed closure on this. I needed to go, oh, there it is.
You're gonna
That's
think
the problem.
When you walk back in there.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. That was my night last night. But, yeah, I don't know why I panicked as a husband when your wife's coming home that you feel like everything's got to be perfect or you're going to get in trouble.
Well,
yeah.
Rick and Bubba.
Tell me that no man is an island.
9 minutes until top of the hour. It's the kickoff hour here live on the Rick and Bubba Show. Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, we appreciate you. Rick and Bubba, join us after top of the hour. We'll give you an update. A lot happening. The Republican National Convention starts tonight. We'll see if it plays out a little bit better than the DNC does. Maybe it won't look like a teleconference or what they call it, a telethon is what actually they said it would look like.
It's
hopefully
gonna be tough to make
the RNC look a little bit better than that. They claim it will. Also, we plan to have Span on today. We've got we got Marco that has entered the Gulf. It should make landfall in Louisiana late tonight if you're listening and it's Monday. It was hurricane. Now it's not. I don't know. We'll have to get an update from him. Tropical storm Laura should reach hurricane strength and hit Louisiana on Wednesday. That's the update there. And so we'll see what Span says.
They're just lining up.
Yep. Get some weekend updates. I was able to, and I'm not going to get into it now. We'll let Rick join us here. But being with the Burgess boys back at a Thompson-Oxford football game, and then the last one y'all were playing, that was really weird to me.
Yeah.
And y'all's reaction and who you're supposed to be cheering for.
And we got masks on, we can't hear each other.
Yeah, and
you talk during the game.
I was loving the pictures of you three sitting together.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So we've got that on the table, too, today. I want to say this about that because I watched it on
TV, and our buddy Mickey Shadricks did the color.
Yeah.
He did a great job.
He did.
They did a great job on the broadcast. So I had no idea he was doing that.
And how about this? Mickey also played in that game.
Really?
Oxford Thompson in 82. Mm-hmm. He was the starting defensive tackle, him and Rick.
Well, yeah, they did a great job in the booth, and it was a good game. Y'all saw a good game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love throwing stuff like this at y'all just to kind of get your reaction. Did y'all know today's National Waffle Day?
Waffle Day?
How y'all on y'all waffles or pancakes?
Oh, I love a waffle. I like them both.
I like them.
Well, don't waffle or pancake?
Waffle. But it's got to be well done. Got to be a little crispy.
Depends on what pancake we're talking about and what waffle.
Adler likes his crispy too.
All right, go with your favorite pancake and your favorite waffle.
Cracker Barrel pancake, my favorite waffle is probably right here,
right next door.
All right, so which one would you go with if you had a choice?
Just depends on what day it is.
I go waffle.
Who are you, Clinton?
It just depends on what day it is. I like them both. I like the pancake a little better.
Okay, there you go. You said it. Was that hard?
Okay,
but it's not a disappointment.
Do you feel like you're letting the waffle down by saying that?
Now,
in the frozen world,
I go waffle.
Yeah.
Eggos as opposed to the pancakes. Yeah. I'll eat the frozen pancakes sometimes, but I'm more of an Eggo guy. Overcook it, too.
Speedy, what is your answer?
I think I'm going pancake.
Really?
Crepes. Okay. What about crepes or whatever?
Did y'all know that it was on this day, August 24th,
all kinds of
in 1869?
That's too long ago. I don't care. I know.
It was a long time ago.
It was it happened in what, Troy of New York? I guess,
yes.
Where they were given the patent for the waffle iron.
So that's why the waffle iron's
been around a while.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness.
Yeah. So anyway, I just love throwing
stuff like that.
Have you ever used a waffle iron?
Yeah.
I never have. I've never made my own waffle.
They're pretty easy.
Can I tell you the only time I ever use a waffle iron is at the hotel.
I did do that.
Yeah. I'll go down there and everybody will be
standing. Continental breakfast.
But hey, look, sometimes I'll go down to the Continental breakfast. Of course, that was before COVID when we could do that.
Sure.
Yeah. And I would go down there and I would try to get there early just because that's always what's backed up. Everybody's waiting on the waffle iron. Takes a minute. Let's go. Move along.
You dumped a little
What are you doing?
Yeah. I'm waiting on a lot of waffles.
Okay. Sorry, sir.
They all talk.
Should we all get a waffle from next door for Waffle Day?
I don't know.
It's not really the start that we're looking for on the healthier side. I get that. I've noticed because I'm the one that does the breakfast order. On Mondays, we all try to do a little better.
Yeah,
I've noticed that. Now, if we all get a waffle, that's not going
to
happen. That's kind of shooting that out of the water.
Waffle Day, you don't ever know.
That National Waffle Day takes place every August 24th because it was on this day in 1869 that the waffle iron was given a patent.
How about that? How about if you're the guy that came up with the waffle iron? Look, I got this great idea.
Today, that guy's probably protesting in the streets in Portland.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what we did in the late 1800s. Right. We created things. Sure, we designed things. Mm-hmm. We came up with new things.
Yeah.
We didn't walk around and throw things into windows.
Mm-mm. No.
No, we didn't.
Good Lord.
Mm.
Sorry.
Good night alive.
Just saying.
There it is. There it is.
Think about all these people that are just wasting their lives. They could be doing something great. like a waffle iron.
Make America great.
Think about that, though. Think that's a long time ago. If you're the guy, you go up, hey, guys, y'all ain't going to believe what I've come up with.
Yeah, guys, yeah. Hang on a minute.
You know that batter we always struggle with?
Right.
Yeah. Speaking of great, pan, I got a really cool one doing it.
You spoke about losers in Portland and all this kind of stuff.
100% loserville.
Think about this loser, okay? So we got the California wildfires, right? We got firefighters out there just working their butts off.
Yep.
There was a fire commander in California that while he was fighting fires, okay, trying to save neighborhoods, somebody got into his car and stole his wallet while he was fighting the fire, drained his bank account.
Speaking of wildfires.
What kind of loser does that? I tell you what.
That's what you're dealing
with. Hey, thank
you, sir,
for saving the neighborhood. I'm going to steal your wallet.
You're risking
your bank
life, but I'm going to get your credit cards here and see what I can do.
Good night.
Have y'all ever seen, speaking of wildfires, have y'all ever seen that movie Only the Brave with
that's
a sad
hot
movie.
Hotshot crew.
Was it Lisa that said she didn't know the story behind that? And then
she at the end she didn't realize it.
I didn't either.
I remember covering it on the show when
I had no idea. I watched it, man. That's a tough
one. You didn't know
no,
at the end
I did
how
not
it was gonna
know by the end.
Doesn't fare well.
No,
I remember covering that story when it happened on the show.
I'm a huge Josh Brolin guy. I like his movies. Mm-hmm. And so it was coming on one day, I think, like FX, and I thought, well, I'm going to dial into this. I like him. Had no idea it was that horrible, sad of an ending.
Only part I didn't like was, though, who's that? Jeff that played that?
Bridges,
when he was over singing.
Yeah, it was corny.
Goofy.
Yeah, but I like Jeff Bridges, too, now.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. But I'm just saying he needs to quit singing. Mm. No, there was one movie he actually played a singer, and it was pretty good. I liked it. But somebody in this one, it bothered me.
He was in Seabiscuit, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was the owner.
That's a good
of the,
movie.
That is a good
it
movie.
Is, it is. It,
see, that's the roles I like him playing.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, if you – back to that movie, if you don't know the true story behind it and you don't know how it could be pretty devastating.
I mean, at least she looked at me. She goes, if I'd have known this was going to happen, I wouldn't have watched.
I felt the same way.
But I said I thought everybody knew.
Uh-huh. Greg, tough way
let me ask
the
you
day.
If you would do this. We got a guy in Northern California. He stayed to protect his shop from the wildfires. And I guess that is a decision you have to make. It's like, I've got a house. I've got a shop here. I've got a business.
But at which point do you decide the fire's too big for me to handle?
Right. Well, when the water stopped working, he started using cans of Bud Light to fight the flames and save his property.
If you're down to that, buddy, I think you might as well just take the Bud Light and leave and go bury yourself in your sorrows of losing your house.
Right. I don't know if I'm staying that long. I know.
Guys,
it's easy for us to
say this. I just don't think it's going to be very productive trying to put it out with Bud Light or anything in a bottle. How about this? You're wasting Bud Light.
Right. That's where you went, huh?
Well, I'm just saying it's not going to put the fire out.
Right. Well, I
you
got
to get too close to it, you're going to burn your hand. Grab the Bud Light and head downhill.
How quick did he say you were wasting Bud Light?
Well,
you
I mean, see that? That's technicality, but he was.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. 866 We Be Big. Rick and Bubba will be with us then. So
National
don't
Waffle
go anywhere.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba's in Ohio.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Pass the gravy, please.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Ooh, it brings me to my knees.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
I can't start another.
6 minutes past the hour of the Rick and Bubba Show. 866 We Be Big is our number. This hour has been going on since the attack on America back on 9/11. We started this hour and continue today with our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the Spangled Banner yet wave, o'er the land of the free, and the home of the brave.
8 minutes past the hour, Rick and Bubba Show, and we are up and ready and rolling through another day. We hope you'll take time to be with us. The number, you got it, 866-WE-BE-BIG. Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, Helmsy, Eddie Van Adler, Team Rick and Bubba, ready to go.
Take me down to the paradise.
Been here already for an hour. You've got kickoff hour, so we hope you enjoyed that. You can catch Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, and Helmsy, along with Adler. They have their own hour without yours truly, Rick and Bubba, to kind of stretch your legs a little bit. You got that on the Rick and Bubba Radio Network. If your station carries that, most do. It's also available on our podcast archives, our YouTube channel, live and archived, and also on our TuneIn app. And all the places you can grab Rick and Bubba content, we're glad that you're here. So Bubba and I will now join the team and move forward on another journey, another day, another hour, another week. So let's bring in the other half. Most of you know him better as the Silver Tongue One, the man with the golden voice, professional lunch eaters, man of the year, the inventor of pizza in a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and a master of the King's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Bussey! How about it, Bubba?
How about you, Rick Burgess? Friends, neighbors, associates everywhere. Welcome to this thing that we call, it looks like a zoo. We used to call it the United States of America. Oh, yeah. What in the world is going on out there, people?
Breezes in the southern wind, blowing down around the corner, man. The Degustine, it was late last night. I saw a 415 on the road with nothing in his pockets, hands to the sky, nowhere else to go.
Greg,
can you see it? Oh, believe it, it's in the corner, man.
Hey, guys, he's never been. Somebody say,
lost and found and lost again to the honeysuckle blue.
There it is, driving and crying. For those of you that can hear it, Bubba, how are you?
I can relate to that many times.
Yes.
I feel like crying when I'm still having to drive.
I feel it every morning on my way in.
So oh, still I'm driving. Yes.
Greg, I'm crying about 4:59.
Greg, God bless you. God bless you. Woo. I don't see how you do.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you. We'll review the weekend. Did you go? Yeah. You didn't go back after the game, did you?
Check.
What's that?
On Saturday. Did you stay and then come back Sunday, or did you drive back home and then back again after the game Saturday night?
I went home.
After the game?
Yeah.
Good night, Greg. I mean, when I left, it was nearly 10.
Oh, I got home real late.
Yeah. Ooh.
Man. Yeah. I mean,
yeah. I did it for a year and a half. But, I don't see how you do it. I've dabbled with it again since then, but I'll tell
this
you.
This is so easy compared to when I would go to Georgia.
Oh,
and drive it. But listen, I would go on Fridays to there, and it would be nearly 24 hours of awake by the time I got home.
No, you're right.
Mm-hmm. My Friday morning started about 2:30. I'd get home close to 2.
So we're talking about Greg's son that we coached his first game now here. Greg driving to Birmingham from his house, which is where he drives to work, versus having to go to Atlanta and watch him coach for how many years?
Five
years.
Yeah. This was nothing.
Yeah, that's true. Now, you're right about that. Because I forgot. The compared, that ain't nothing. So we'll talk.
Okay, I grabbed the wrong mask. I get it.
Yeah, thanks, Greg, for marketing. But we'll talk about
that was real thin.
Yeah, I know. But we'll talk about the weekend, and there are some great
jealous of y'all.
Some great stories from the weekend, and of course, you know, we'll have some fun with that, and then we'll talk. I mean, I'll tell you this: the stories from the weekend are more fun than the current headlines. I'll tell you that.
Well, I'll tell you
so,
what.
I mean, if you're looking for a fun zone, do not go over in this stat right here.
How about a few hours at a ball game was a relief.
It was. Now I'm gonna tell you something: if you want everybody to space out and you want to follow the rules, you're gonna have to sell less tickets.
Yeah, it was a lot of people.
It does present a problem.
I've seen pictures of a lot of events. It doesn't look like the social spreading's going on much.
Well, I saw this one school that got in trouble, showed their student section, and there wasn't a mask one on there.
Oh, yeah, they're kind of in trouble.
I saw a lot of masks.
By the way, I picked up on something, too, I'm going to ask you about off the air. But anyway, so
we're going to see a big kick up in all this. It's going to go. Everything's going to be shut down again.
Well, here's the thing.
Colleges, they're helping.
Yeah.
Showing their social. Well, they really backed off, haven't they? Well, there's a picture here. Boy, I tell you that.
And, you know, starting the season 3 weeks or so later is only going to give time for a big spike now.
Well, it goes back to this before.
I'm wondering if we'll ever see one play.
Yeah, I was talking to a college student that luckily all of her classes are online. And she said that she is just staying in her apartment, and then she'll go out to the pool. She said because the students themselves are just the partying; they're just piling on top of each other as if nothing has ever changed.
Exactly.
And that was the picture that I saw.
Yeah, and she said so.
Rick, you mean if they don't have class and they're just doing it from their house, they need to get out and do something, and that's what they choose?
Right.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
If I don't have to be anywhere at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning.
No.
Why wouldn't I stay at a party?
The doing it at home was supposed to keep you away from people. Right. I think it's actually worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you mean I'm on my own without mom and dad telling me what to do?
It's you know,
and you've removed class from my schedule.
I actually think there's going to be a positive on this. Seriously, they're young and healthy. I think they're going to give us a herd immunity.
Maybe they will.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I'm for throwing them out there. Let them get it.
I like. Yeah.
Well, Rick, they seem to be taking you up on it.
Yeah, they are. Well, they're going to do it anyway. So let's try to find a positive.
Yeah. I've noticed, too, that if you don't have something to go to during the day, school, work, whatever, you appear to have a lot of energy to go out and get into mischief at night.
It can last a long time.
I know when I'm usually working, and I'll just go back to my days at the golf course. When I went home, there was no going out because you passed out when you got home.
Get it all over again the next day.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you some things that I saw there, but it goes back to this. The thing, that's impossible. But when you go back to the ball games, I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer, and I don't care. I mean, you know, wore the mask, saw the game, whatever. But I do think you can't logically – you have to go to the stadium like we did at Gridiron and say, here is the stadium, here are the seats, here's the spacing we need, so that equals this amount of tickets. And whoever's doing that on the game I went to, they didn't get it right. I mean, and what you can't do then is say, well, reserve seats up here, you got to think about those too, because nobody can sit there if they don't have reserved seats. So if those people don't come and those seats are available, which would allow spacing, you're either going to have to let somebody sit there, or you should have counted that when you did the numbers. Said, well, we got to count all these as unavailable because because a lot of the reserve seat people don't come because they don't want to be out yet because they're uncomfortable with the crowd. But if you don't use those seats, so you got to think that in your mind too. Okay, so we don't really have those seats. Because those are reserves, so not just anybody. So I can't count the stadium and put those seats in it.
And back to what you're saying, I know they probably go, okay, here's our capacity. Mm-hmm. All right, now, so if we go 75% to our capacity, this is how many tickets we sell. But if you're blocking off rows, then those seats aren't available. So so you really have to go 75% of what you've blocked off.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
From there. Yeah. And I think that's
– somebody missed that.
Yeah, yeah, they have.
And then you got a bunch of high school kids volunteering. They don't want to be people moving people around.
No.
I mean, that so
– I never
– 75% is too many.
I haven't
– doesn't work.
Y'all going to have to explain to me because I have not been able to grasp how the colleges are planning on dealing with the student sections.
Are they going to spread them out?
The things I've heard about people that are involved in this, they sent all this. I know the students got their money back, so I don't know if the students are going. I don't know. We'll be back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba's in Ohio.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Pass the gravy, please.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Ooh, it brings me to my
knees.
All right, we're back. 22 minutes past the hour. You got Rick and Bubba. Span, we'll talk to Span top of the hour, and he'll be with us. We'll talk about these tropical storms / hurricanes and Gulf Coast. And he talked to us about it at the end of the week last week. We'll get the latest updates since there's a lot more to talk about with him coming up. SimplySayBubba.com, do want to point you there. Now more than ever, a lot of us are going, okay, so we're moving into a time of being enforced to embrace to some degree chaos and anarchy. Law and order now is becoming unpopular. It's never been really popular, but it's really becoming unpopular now. So if you don't have a security system, or maybe you have one that's kind of antiquated, outdated, and you know what happens a lot of times, and Bubba, you've mentioned this, I've heard you talking about Simply Safe as well. If it becomes too difficult, or your system is not dependable,
what
happens then is you have a security system that you never turn on because you're tired of the false alarms, you're tired of it not working, you're tired of that, why is this thing not letting me type in? There's some door that
– how's it doing?
Are all the doors shut? And they're like, yeah, they're all shut. Why is this not working? But anyway, SimplySafeBubba.com. These are systems that will be sent right to your house. You'll go online. You'll pick out what you want based on your property, and they'll send it to you. And then you put it together in less than an hour. U.S. News and World Report named it the best overall home security system of 2020. It's perfect for your home, your small business, anything that you need to protect. You get a 60-day risk-free trial. You get free shipping. If you use our URL, simplysafebubba.com, they're going to monitor you, by the way, for about $15 a month, and you're not going to have any contract or fine print or anything like that. So there's also a link at rickandbubba.com under the sponsors. I think, really, it's just one of these things that this is the way a security system should be done in modern time.
There you go.
You know, so you put it together.
There's a better way.
Bubba, I have this, and I was going to just we can unwrap it here on the show. So,
well, I was going to say today we have the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
And it's a long and distinguished list. So,
yeah.
This would be under the good.
Yeah. I have all kinds of things. I've got some lighthearted stuff that I certainly can to sprinkle into all the stuff that make you just wonder what's going to happen. But I was, as you know, in Huntsville this past weekend, and we'll talk about some stories from that because there were some funny ones. But so Sherry and I are, I get to the hotel and we're interacting, and she sends me these pictures of these gifts that had arrived at our house, and a lot of it was revolving around the different ministry stuff that Sherry and I do, and a lot of you out there are so supportive of the Bronner Burgess Memorial Fund and the things that go on with Burgess Ministries and things like that. And so it was a lot of stuff mainly for Sherry, and it was really cool packaging, and there were pictures of the book on there and some all kinds of stuff, and it was just very, very supportive and encouraging. And it was from listener Sherry Hyatt from Kingsport, Tennessee. And so Sherry, I got home, obviously. Of course, by the time I got home, the little goodies and snacks you put in there, suddenly I couldn't find them.
Hmm.
It's like it's like Sherry and young Broderick decided to, you know, and I think Camtastic was there, that they got into the goodies and stuff. And
watch out.
But she had sent some stuff, you know, said, I know everybody, you're talking about your favorite snacks, and a great encouraging email and some support for what we do, and some great stuff that really was encouraging to Sherry as well, my Sherry. So my wife sent me all these pictures. It's exciting. It was very moving. It was great. Even the message that we heard this past weekend at church, Sherry leaned over to me and said, you know, that package, all this is kind of coming together. So God's definitely using you as an encourager to what we all do. But there was one in there, Bubba, and here it is. And Sherry kept tell me I could not open it because it clearly says the studio, and she's a big supporter of what we do and has been such a loyal listener, and we're thankful. So here it is. It's wrapped. It has not been opened.
Boy,
would y'all like for me to open this now?
Yeah, I would.
Opening boxes.
I would.
Yeah,
look
at
here.
So I'm just
watching
you open it.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna.
I tried to open it in the kitchen.
All right, so here. Look at this.
Oh, I like this.
My goodness.
Hillary Clinton in.
Speaking of the ugly
jailbird,
is she a bobblehead?
This went from good to ugly right quick. Yeah.
Oh, that's. Please, I love what she's wearing.
Yeah. So this is a Hillary Clinton bobblehead, but she's dressed and has her perp number for prisoner.
So funny.
She is, look, it's got a ball and chain here at the bottom.
That's good.
And she's dressed in prison garb.
You know, I don't think I've ever seen one.
I've never seen this before. Yeah. So that's from.
That number right there is the number of emails she deleted. That's a big one. What that is?
That is a big one.
That's funny. So, Sherry Hyatt,
well, good.
You have been a great encourager for family and for the show family.
That's
as well.
Awesome.
So, thank you very much. That's funny. And
add that to the collection.
Thank you for what an encouragement you've been to everything we do for a long, long time. That was very kind of you, and it really made Sherry's weekend. So, thanks. Sherry Hyatt, Kingsport, Tennessee. So there you go.
Let's put it right beside James Spann and Trump's head right there.
There you go. There you go, Speedy. That's a good one right there. So so also we will unpack some other things from the weekend. But, Bubba, I mean, you came in today, and you're just like, you know, I know the Republican National Convention is going to attempt to start tonight. Did you think when we were going to get the big announcement from Trump about coronavirus it was going to be Mike Lindell? I was kind of hoping it would be.
You know, I got
no Oleander talk at all.
I got that text from you. I had not been watching TV and didn't see the announcement. But, you know, after you told me, I started punching around looking, and we thought it might be hydroxychloroquine. But and there was one report of that, but it you know, then we saw it was going to be about the plasma, which, you know, we know that treatment works. We've used it back in World War One.
But I
didn't see the announcement yesterday. So what is it, a bigger streamline that process a little bit?
The good thing that we took away, and I think this is good for Lindell and hydroxy, maybe not hydroxy. It seems like it just has been attacked and destroyed, but I don't know why. But I thought it was funny that it involved plasma, and we had on Friday Charles Billingsley trying to get his plasma.
That is funny.
But the bottom line is, you're right, this treatment has been available, but the FDA it's been slow-walked. And part of what Trump has done, and the guy from the FDA said this, is Trump has come in and said, I want red tape out, and if we have there's a right to try. And if you have treatments that are showing success, I want us to speed those up and get those out to doctors and to the people. And this was one that came through, and they said that they thought out of 100 people it would save 35 lives if they could give them this treatment, that people who are going to die. We'll be back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Minutes past the hour. From the Broadcast Plaza and Teleport, Rick and Bubba Show. All right. So, and we'll get to some lighter stuff coming up after Span at the top of the hour, because he's going to update us on these tropical storms / soon-to-be hurricanes.
Oh, my gosh.
And we'll talk about that. But, you know, this COVID thing is serious. And I know, and like I said last week, we were talking about it. It puts you in a tough spot, because on one side you have that side that says, well, it's here and we're going to have to learn to live with it, period.
Yeah.
But on the other side, for the people that have a terrible time with it or lose loved ones on it, you got to find a way to be sensitive to them as well, and people that are going to be put at risk,
but not freak everybody else
right.
out.
Right, and it's a tough balancing act. It's quite the balancing act. And then if you're principled, then you have a view of this that doesn't change as long as you're not personally impacted by it.
Right.
So that is one of those things. Of course, you can put that on a lot of things, but we do have someone that you know, and we've had people that we know and love, and right now people who have it. And we've got a couple of people that have it right now. You know, we've got the one concerning Mickey Dean as well.
Yeah.
You know, we got word that Mickey Dean now has it. You know, he had been through some terrible health issues and then seemed to kind of come through it, stopped by the show one day, called in a couple times, and we thought we would never have that happen again.
Yeah.
And that was miraculous. Well, now we've got word that he has this, so we certainly want to move him on to the Rick and Bubba prayer list today, and also – our doctor.
Yeah, Rick, our doctor, several of us see him personally, Dr. John Farley. And he, you know, has been on the front line of this and came down with it and has had it, I know, for the better part of 2 weeks and then had to be admitted to the hospital. So we've been praying for him. I talked to him via text and told him I wanted to share his name with the audience, and because we have such a vast audience and there's so many prayer warriors out there. And I don't know, you know, how and why God does certain things, but there's some people that I know when I see them pray over things, I see things happen. So I don't know if that's a spiritual gift they have, or they're just in a place with their walk that that God is giving them extra time to listen to their prayers or what. But we would ask that you pray for Dr. Farley. He's been very instrumental to us, keeping us here on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, the things he's done for the families and for us individually, the list is too long to name. Mm-hmm. We would spend the rest of the show naming off how many times our family or we are saying, "Hey, man, we need help right now." I mean, I've had him on vacation before.
Rick,
say, "Look, I'll call
abused,
something in for
we've
you."
We've abused our friendship.
He regrets giving us his cell phone.
At one time, he told me, he said, "Rick has the most uncanny ability to call me while I'm boarding an airplane."
And then I
did it the other day, and
did
I thought,
really?
"Wow, so yeah. I'm Rick now."
Yeah, that's right. And, well, there could be worse things.
But
I'm asking for him to call in a prescription for me for a refill, and y'all go, "Hey, Speedy, you realize he's in
the hospital."
Wait a minute.
Rick,
now at least I haven't asked him why he has COVID. Yeah.
I didn't know.
Speedy,
that's worse than getting on the plane.
All I did was text him. Bubba's texting him every 10 minutes.
At least I'm busting up his fun zone, not his fight against COVID.
But he's struggling. He's been at this for 2 weeks, and it's been going downhill, and he's in the hospital now. And I texted him. I said, "Doc, can we just ask our prayer warriors to put you on the list today?" And there's so many things and so many needs and so many people out there that need special prayer. But just if you are a person of prayer and you do this routinely, put Dr. John Farley on the list today. He needs a boost, Rick, and it's something that beyond the medical world.
Well, it's one of those things that he has been so good to us, and I've said it to him. I know y'all have all said it to him. I wish there was some way I could.
I know.
Thank you properly, or to do something for you. There's not a lot we can do for doctors.
No.
But you know what? Right now we can.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and we want to put him on the prayer list. As you said, we have several people. My daughter is awaiting yet another test result.
Well,
several of her friends have tested positive at school,
mm-hmm.
and one of her best friends is literally sick with it right now. So, we're all battling with it and trying to get through it the best way we can. Dr. Farley, speaking of him, it's funny because he has made this show happen some days that it shouldn't have happened.
You wouldn't believe how many times.
He's got us back here.
You wouldn't believe how many times.
And, one of my favorite Dr. Farley stories is I called him. And this was on Thanksgiving, Rick. Thanksgiving. I wake up. We got people coming to our house. I try to get out of the bed, and I feel as bad as I have ever felt. Not sick, but sore. I was like, "Betty, were we in a car wreck yesterday?" And I didn't know.
Right.
No.
Maybe you're just now coming to from it.
Rick, I'm telling you, I was so sore. I went and got in a recliner. I couldn't get up and walk around. And I thought, "I'm dying. There's something wrong here." So I call him on Thanksgiving. Now I said, "Doc, something's wrong. This is crazy." He said, "You may have parvo." And I said, "Parvo?
Parvo?
The puppy killer?" He said, there's a human version of it too, and it sounds just exactly like what you've got. Parvo. Come in tomorrow, and I'll give you a blood test. And I did, and it was. And I said, "You know what? As far as analyzing somebody over the phone, that has to be one of the greatest analyzations from a doctor to a patient I've ever seen. Hey, you may have parvo." I've never even heard
Where
of a human
parvo?
Having parvo.
I remember us talking about that. What, you got it from your dog?
What, no, I don't know. But of course, at home, I blamed it on the dog.
Of course.
You know, I would look at Gracie, and I would just, tap my foot and said, "So, you give me parvo, did you?"
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I had to take some medicine, and they monitored it, and it got out of my system over, I don't know, about 4 weeks, I guess.
Yeah.
But I have never in my life ever heard of that.
I've had a list. Greg and I also have a cousin who's a doctor. He and Dr. Farley, and at one time a urologist, all regretted giving us their cell phone.
Yeah.
Poor
Jason.
And
Dr. Farley was critical also in finding my heart issue that I had to have fixed a couple of years ago, too. So he's helped us many, many ways. And, I mean, I wish I could roll up my sleeve and give blood to him today if it would help. you know, but I don't know that I have the antibodies or I would.
You know, what I should have done, I didn't know how to keep it refrigerated, is I had Charles Billings' plasma.
We had like donor number one plasma. Mm-hmm. And God, we should have got a pint of blood out of him.
I know.
You know?
Yeah. It was funny.
Do you think he could send it to us? Is he back in Virginia?
It was. Yes, he was. And by the way, that's a story I didn't know about. How about when I wait. I have a gridiron update that y'all going to love. But anyway, the thing about Charles, it was funny to watch him at gridiron. I will mention this now. You'll be able to live so bravely. He knew he wouldn't have no issue. He's out there just singing his little heart out, looking at the rest of us with our mask on, thinking, yeah. You know, hey, mm-hmm.
I got. Do you know how long it lasts?
Oh, well, he knows he's okay. Now. he said, you know, when you come, when you get, because he was like what Dr. Farley's going through right now. You know, Charles had a terrible time with it.
Oh, I
and,
know.
And he said, once you come out on the other side of that, he goes, I feel real bulletproof right now. I've never felt so free when you finally come out of that, you know?
Yeah, so Dr. John Farley, keep him on your prayer list today.
And Mickey
struggling, Dean. Struggling, Mickey Dean. Yeah. Well, there's just so many people we know that's dealing with this. But, you know, today I kind of want to make it Dr. John Farley.
Yeah, let's do. And y'all do that. Mm-hmm. And
put that prayer right down that smokestack.
And so do that, and we are so thankful for how good he's been to all of us, and this is our turn to return the favor. So we'll come back 16 minutes to the top of the hour. Kellyanne Conway, is this making more sense now,
Rick,
or less sense,
Rick? I'm trying to understand. This is the most complicated, bizarro family in America. And I don't know, maybe some clarity today, but there's some questions that go with it.
We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
It is 10 minutes to the top of the hour. Adler, there you go. Adler said, do you have any polka bed music? Well, as a matter of fact, I do. We make our way back. 866 We Be Big. Span coming up top of the hour. Stories from the weekend after that. All right. So this Kellyanne Conway thing. I this has been one of the weirdest. I know that we've had throughout our history, sometimes you have people say, hey, we're a couple. We're on different sides of the political arena. And all that, but nothing like this.
No. So Kellyanne Conway has been a critical component to the Trump administration. She actually was running his campaign when he got elected. He kept her on. She's been an advisor. We interviewed her, met her when we were at the White House. She's been the face that goes out and, you know, straightens everybody out. And I think the president listens to her. And she is leaving the White House, she said, to take care of her family. She said it was her decision. We've all been shocked that she stayed as long as she has, because her husband, who was okay with Trump to begin with, turned into one of the most outspoken Trump haters. Oh, yeah. He raises money to fight against Trump on various issues. Mm-hmm. And then she's there trying to win these issues. I can't imagine the home life that creates. Then you have her daughter spins into this, mm-hmm. who has now taken sides with the dad. She hates Trump. She's had her phone taken away. She got it back. And she was online asking to be adopted by AOC. And then just anybody take me out of this mm-hmm. family. So I think Kellyanne has had enough, or Trump had enough. Now, she said she's leaving, and she said that George is also going to be making some adjustments in his life. But it was unspecified. So I don't know if she said.
He's leaving that.
Look, right there, we are interviewing her in the White House.
Bubba, as you're making the point, can I add one more thing?
Wow, there we are at the White House again.
Can I add one more thing, because of the dynamic? Because you got to picture all of us in our own homes and our own marriages. Not only are you a defender of the president and your husband and daughter are attacking the president called your own husband a stone-cold loser and husband from hell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now you have your boss dogging your spouse. All this is quite a little soup. And has it finally just been too much?
Surely. I don't know who the winners and losers are here in this. Mm-hmm. I think Trump loses because Kellyanne is a valuable asset to him. Yeah. I think so. It is a loss for him. I don't know what and I think for Kellyanne it's probably a loss because she's giving up a high-profile job at the White House. She's on network news every day. And she, I don't know, I guess has decided that her marriage is more important than her work.
There's a concept.
But I would – if you know, I would think that he would also have to do something, give up something to come together.
He's leaving that group, the anti-Trump group, Lincoln, what's the
title? One he started.
Yeah, he's stepping out of it.
Okay.
I guess that's the change you said. She
so
said
they're, they've said it's either going to be work or family. Right. And but he's still a lawyer. I guess he'll have to work so they can eat, right? I mean, yeah. And then I don't know what they're going to do with their daughter. She is off the ranch.
She is.
Okay. So she needs some close personal parental supervision, literally hour by hour, Rick.
Well, and it may be. They may have, and I know this is, it's actually, you know, you think, how did it take so long? But the fact that it sounds to me, and I certainly don't know the dynamic, but just looking at, you know, what I'm seeing floating to the top, it sounds to me that they may have made a decision, which I would applaud, that we need to save our marriage and our family, and politics, it just isn't more important than this.
Yeah.
And I hope that's the reason and what's going on. I hope it's not too late. But the fact that they're both making changes, I think the thing that we have been talking about for years, I guess he's only been in there 4 years, for the last three, almost 4 years, this has to be a strain on a family to be so politically divided, and your wife, and to the daughter, your mom, to be a prominent member of an administration, defend an administration that you are out trying to destroy.
Yeah.
How does that work in a family dynamic? And maybe this is a sign that it doesn't.
Yeah.
And you have to make some changes.
Well, I mean, what do you talk about when you go to bed at night? You know, you can't watch TV, any news shows.
Well, you remember we talked about it. You picture yourself coming home, okay, and there's your wife in the kitchen. She seems mad. You can tell your wife's mad immediately. Women do not.
Right.
I can tell when my wife's mad. There's no. She can't.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And you walk in, and she says, "Well, so you just gonna let your boss call me a loser and a wife from hell?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Yeah, I saw that tweet." You know.
I don't even.
Right. And then you come home and go, "Are you out on social media dogging my boss?"
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it just, how does that work? I just don't see how that can work.
Now that she's left, what, do you think we can get her on to do an interview with her, Speedy, or a podcast? Because I would like to know how they made that work.
Well, it didn't work. It looks like they didn't.
Yeah.
Because
they made it work for a while. Let me put it that way.
How about they made it work longer than I can even imagine?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I couldn't have done it one afternoon.
I would say it is a marriage in trouble record to survive as long as it did. I don't know that you could throw anything more uncomfortable into someone's husband-wife relationship. No. Other than, you know, being unfaithful.
And honestly, you know? I think just, you know, if you just glancing at the couple, it looks like he's outkicked his coverage. So,
well, we ain't got nothing to say.
Well, I know, but
mm-hmm.
I mean,
I've only heard that about us 1,000 times.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I mean,
we're talking about them.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. I would say he would have to probably give up more than getting out of the Lincoln Group or whatever that name of that thing was.
Right. Well, it's and by what we see, maybe that is the case. But that probably, you know, because people try to bring up the James Carville and his wife. But
yeah, that was strange.
But this was another level.
That was strange.
This was another level. I'm the person that's defending the president.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Why, Rick, you go after?
This is a whole different level. They were just commentators on two sides of the issue. I mean, he said, she said, you know, kind of segment. But this was real work. This was real.
Yeah.
Stuff every day. They both had big time dollars involved on both sides of the issue.
Yes.
You know, what was good for Kellyanne was bad for him and vice versa. I mean, I just don't know how they
Well, it goes back to what we've said, and maybe these people aren't married to the same kind of people we're married to, but we go back to these things all the time where we see wives tolerating, fill in the blank, and we go, well, they're not married to the kind of women we are.
Yeah.
I mean, can I tell you guys, in my house, one public comment
from
the person I work for or from me supporting the person I work for that my wife found repulsive, that wouldn't have made it through a week. I mean, I would have been having to deal with that, mm-hmm. or find another place to sleep. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how it went on for almost 3/4 years.
Yeah. That's a wonder.
Or a little more than 3/4 mm-hmm. now, because we're getting close, aren't we? So I don't know how it survived as long as it did, no, and I hope that maybe they quit before it didn't survive. That can be hopeful.
Yeah.
So, but I think that's what we finally see.
When you get down to it, family is and should be more important than jobs and politics.
Yeah, and the other thing is
the Trump administration will be gone one day.
Well, that's what I was going to say. And look, please, nobody panic. Every time I try to talk with them, hey man, we need to vote and be part. I got all that. But all I'm saying, yes, that's a given. However. And I heard a great message about that even this weekend. If you think that you're ever going to get politics to 100% solve the things that matter in life, it ain't never going to happen.
No.
Okay, that's it. It's a flawed, compromising, unprincipled world. Okay? So, like you said, Bubba, why trash your family over something that's never even going to accomplish what you hoped it would?
Yeah.
It might accomplish some of it, but it's never going to get. You're never going to get from the government what you think
No, if you're successful in government, at best, you go up there and compromise.
Right. Exactly.
If you hold to your principles, nothing gets done. You have gridlock. Everybody goes home. Nothing changes.
Right. If there was ever a place that I would not trash anything over, it's politics.
Yes.
Now I've had to make.
But it does make you wonder though, because in a relationship you have to have things in common. I mean, you don't do everything together. You don't have to share every view.
Yeah.
But there's certainly a lot of common ground, and I don't know that.
Well, it's one thing to say I respectfully in private over dinner disagree on a few things politically. Then out publicly, we're dogging each other,
working against each
like
other.
There's no tomorrow.
Financial interest.
That's just odd. Yeah. Top of the hour.
Rick and Bubba.